And these are the ones that don't even leave from their place. In other words, the Ra points out that those from before, they would actually go to the border. They would leave the main part of Eretz Yisrael, go to the border, right where they would, I guess, camp out before going to war. There they would listen to the words of the Kohen, and then they would go back from those battle lines, back into the main part of Eretz Yisrael. But like we pointed out, they would not return to their houses. They would be busy preparing the water and the food for those that would go out for war. But in this Mishnah, we're going to discuss the people that wouldn't even leave to go hear the words of the Kohen. They would just stay home and not move. Banabayis v'chanacho, person that built a new house, or like we said, he bought a new house, or all the other cases, and he started using it. Nota kerem v'chililo, or he planted a vineyard, and by Netar Avoy, who's Mechalit, onto Kesef, and now he started to use the vineyard. Hanoisi Asarusaso, or he completed the process after Kiddushin, he did Nisuin, he took her into his house. All these cases, by the way, it's the entire first year, like the Rav points out, like the Torah says. Akenis is Yevimto, also a person that's Machnis, his Yevama. Shenemar Noki Elabeso Shana Echos. He should be free for his house 1 year, the Torah says. Lebeso Zebeso. That's a bias that he built. Yiyeh Zekarmo. It's coming to include his Kerem. Vesimachas Ishto Zo Ishto. That's obviously his wife. Asher Lokach Lovias Yevimto. Asher Lokach is coming to include his Yevama. Einema speaking Mayim Umozon. These people, like we said, they do not give out and prepare water and food. Veinim Misaknim Esadrochim. They also don't fix the roadways. They just stay home.